give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Title the message, Doing the Works of Jesus. Doing the Works of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are some works that when you do, or some things that when you do, you know that you are doing the right things. You know you are doing the right things. But I'm listening about Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. Proverbs 16:7. Are you there? Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So that whatever you will do to please God, if you do it, you will live peacefully. Hallelujah. And you don't have, your enemies cannot succeed against you. Unless you also, 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 10. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon has asked this thing. You know, there are some things when you do, you please God. You please God. You please God. And David, Solomon did one of those things. And the Bible says that it was good until iniquity was found in you. And the Bible says that whatever he said, and if you like, did, pleased the Lord. So as a result, 1 Kings 3, 14 or 15 says that, and if thou will walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Hallelujah. Then I will lengthen their days. So you see that, after someone asked him that, please God, he gave me so many promises, as we heard all the time, about riches and everything. Also gave him long life. Gave him long life. You get it? So, anytime you are doing something that pleases God, he blesses you too. You get it? He blesses you. And what else can you do to please God than the works of Jesus himself? What else can you do to please God? They are the works that Jesus did. It's what, and whatever Jesus did is what God himself would have done if God was here on earth himself. Whatever Jesus did. So if you want to see what will please God, do what Jesus did. Is that not so? So in John chapter 10, verse 32 following, let's read. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. So, again, Jesus is letting him know that the works he was doing, they were from the Father. The works he was doing, they were from the Father. Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I say, ye are gods? So why are you saying that he says he's God? The Bible says that we are gods. So what's your problem? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. You get it? Now, if I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. You get it? So, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, Though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Hallelujah. This is a very powerful passage of scripture. Hallelujah. And even for some people who are in a church, sometimes you are tempted to be an orangu, you are tempted to leave the church, you have heard certain things. If it is not him, the person you have a problem with, believe, look at the works the person has done. You can just look at the works the person has done and let it minister to you something. Is it that a message? Jesus was saying that if even you don't believe in me, believe the works. Believe the works. And he also said that if I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. So in other words, what will make us believe Jesus Christ is the works that he did. Hallelujah. What will make us believe that is the works that he did. So Jesus said that if you don't believe me for anything at all, look at the works. In other words, by their fruits you shall know them. You get it? By their fruits ye shall know them. And therefore we know that Jesus is God. We know Jesus came from God. We know that Jesus is the only way because of the works he did. Remember when John the Baptist asked, he said, I've heard that you are God. Are you the one who used to come? What did he do? The works. He didn't reply. He just did some work. Said, go and tell John what you have seen. Go and tell him the works. Hallelujah. Go and tell John the works. Do you get it? And so for the works itself, you see, for the works itself, it tells you, do you get it? It tells you that this is the person. If you see the works that is being done in this church, no matter what Satan tells you, unless you don't know the works of God, and the works of God are the works of Jesus, and what Jesus came and do, well, you see what he came to do. Do you get it? So if for nothing at all, believe the works that he does. And Jesus said that don't believe him for anything. If he tells you any other thing, don't believe him. Just believe him for the works he does. So that's also one of the ways you can see whether a pastor is a true pastor, a church is a true church, or whatever. The works of the church, the works of the pastor, are these the works God will do? Are these the works God will do? Hallelujah. So, the works of the Father and the works you do are important in saying who you really are. Do you get it? If I want to say that I am the son of my father, Bishop Dagi Wadnells, you see, the works I will do to show are important than what even I will say. Do you get it? So that if I do not do that work, don't believe me. Don't believe me. Don't believe that I am a son of Bishop Dagi. If I do not that work, what are those works? You can see. So Jesus said, if I do not those works of my Father, then never, 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 never believe it. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 35. The works of Jesus. It is the works that will show who you are and who you are not. It's the works. So those of us who call ourselves Christians, are we sons of God? It's our works that will show that we are sons of God. In John chapter 8, verse 37 again, let us read this thing. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. father, and you do that which you have seen with your father.
So everybody is doing what he has seen with his father. What you have seen with your father, you are doing. So then he goes, okay. Then they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Again, to show that it is your works to show whoever you are really and whose son you are. Your works. So if you were Abraham's son, you will do the works of Abraham. If you are Jesus' son, if you like, if you are a Christian, you will do the works of a Christian. You will do the works of a Christian. You will do the works of Jesus. If Abraham's children, you will do the works of Abraham. But now, you seek to kill me. A man that has told you the truth, which I've heard of God. So is it the same God we are serving? Is it the same Abraham who God made and chose to form this nation that you think is your father? Then why would you kill me? Because the works of Abraham is what I'm doing. So why do you want to kill me? Is it not the same work you are trying to go and do? Why are you doing other things? Hallelujah. But now you say to me, a man that has told the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Abraham didn't do that. Abraham didn't kill people who were doing the work of God. So why do you want to kill me and you call yourself Abraham's children? You do the deeds of your father. Now it's time to tell them who their father is. Now let me show the works you are doing. Let me show who your father is. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father. We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. Honestly, this is a very deep saying. It's a deep statement that some people, like, if really they had the spirit of God, they will love you. But they will love you. If really what they claim they are doing, really the spirit of God leading them, they will love you. Because for which of these works do they stone you? For which of these works do they stone you? Which of which works and which of which works do they stone you? Do they fight you? Which of these? So now, your real father, he said, Abraham will not do that at all. Abraham will not do that at all. If you were your, you will love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Those of you say, why don't you understand my speech? Even the rest that I haven't said. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil. Now he's telling them their father. You are of your father the devil. And the last of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own. So his lies are truth to him. Do you get it? Because he is a liar from the beginning. That lies are his nature. So you say he's lying, but that is his truth. That is his truth. Lying is generic. Do you get it? He's a pathological liar. It's in his genes. So if the devil can say that, I love you, do you get it? And tomorrow you see that he's with another woman, don't be surprised, though. Because he meant it. His truth is that he has to lie to you. That's all. That's his truth. He came to lie to you. So don't be surprised. That's the devil. You get it? So those who are dancing with the devil, everything is a lie. Because there's no truth in him. There's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Hey. I was talking to a married couple. And as I was talking to them, I could see the manifestation of Satan in one of them. I mean, I could see the manifestation. And I could say, look, this one, the real person behind this is Satan. Because even some of the things that the person was saying didn't make sense, and yet the person believed it. It didn't make 1 minute of sense. But the person believes it and talking, and he said, look, it should spoil. It should spoil. It should do this. I don't care. I don't do this. I said, look, if I were Jesus, I would have said, ye of your father. Who is with you now? But I couldn't because I'm not Jesus. I just said in my head, ye, this is Satan manifesting. Pure Satan. Hallelujah. So, Jesus said, which of these works do you stone me? Which now Jesus came to do many works. He came to do many, 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 many works. But which of them have I done? Which bad thing have I done? And you ask yourself, as I sit here, what bad thing did Jesus do when he was alive? If you can remember even one. I can't remember one. And yet, they said he was doing a bad thing. Jesus was doing a bad thing. Verse 10 of John chapter 14. Which of these works? This month of evangelism, we want to do the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you have already seen that the Pharisees will attack you. Satan will attack you. Are you here with me? Satan will attack you. The Pharisees will attack you. They will say that you are the devil. Amen. John 14:10 says that, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father in me? You don't believe it, that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? You don't believe that you are in a good church and that we are in a good church and God is here? You don't believe it because sometimes the churches who have come, they are this. The pastors who have come, they are this. And all those things. I'm sure when Jesus came, people were also referring him to some other people who have come and have deceived them and have gone. Do you get it? So he said, believers, don't know that I'm in the Father is in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. He doeth the works. So what we are coming to see that Jesus did, it is God who was doing it. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, if you will not believe me, or else, believe me for the very works' sake. So again, Jesus said that, look, even if you don't believe me, the works I do, believe me. Believe me for that one's sake. Believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do. How many of you believe in Jesus? Are you sure? The works that Jesus does, is that what you are doing? How many of you can say that's what you are doing? Oh. The works that Jesus came to do, is that the works you are doing? Is that the works you are doing? Is that the works you are doing? But just, you have been, have you two been winning souls? Hey. Does it include the pastor? Look, pastors, I am asking you the question. Don't pretend that I'm asking those behind. I am asking those also who are here. Hallelujah. He said that if you know you don't believe the works I do, I said the works that Jesus did, is it the works you are doing? The front row, can I show those who are doing the work? Yeah, still. Hey, I see. Then what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that we can do better. It means that for whatever we have done, we ourselves, we are telling ourselves that we can do better than we are doing. That's why we can't confidently raise our hand. If you have learned and they ask you a question and say 2 times 17 and then you know the answer but you are still confused, you get it. What's 2 times 17? You see, you are still confused. You know it's 34. You know it's 34, but you can't still say it. It means that you are not sure. But you know it's 34. You have learned. You have used a calculator. It says 34. And see, you can't be confident to say, is there some trick in the question? It only means that you know inside of you that you could do more. Do you get it? We can do more. We can do more. Do you get it? And Jesus said, believe the works I do. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall also do. And greater works than this shall he do. Greater works than this shall he do because I go to my Father. So the works of Jesus are a sign that you believe in Jesus. Believing in Jesus is not just saying. You know, just saying, I'm a believer. It's the works. That's why the church has lost its usefulness. You get that? The church has lost its usefulness. Look, the church is powerful. The church is very powerful. If the church will do what God has asked us to do, it's a very, very powerful thing. But we have lost our power. We have lost our influence and everything because we are not doing the works of God to please God to give us the power that we need. That is what is happening. Do you get it? That is what is happening. So today we ourselves have told ourselves that we are not doing the works we need to do. Do you get it? So let's go and do the work. So that next time when we come and sit here, we will not be unsure. We'll be sure. Hey, Charlie, it's not easy. So let's do the works of Jesus. Let's do the works of Jesus. Satan doesn't want us to do the works of Jesus. He will give us everything else to do, but not the works of Jesus. How would it be like a nice woman like you? Look at Vivian. Nice pastor. Stand up, let's see. Nice pastor. You went to work today. You went to work today. And then after you have done everything, you still did the works of Jesus. By going to a few others and let's sit down, let's talk about Jesus. Did you do that today? You didn't do the works of Jesus today. Wow. William, nice brother. Stand up, let's see you. Nice brother like you. Did you do the works of Jesus today? No. He didn't do the works of Jesus today. But are you a believer? You're a believer. So if we believe, then at the least opportunity, let's do the work of. Do you think that Jesus will live a day and go to the office or work with people, meet clients and everybody, and not mention the works of his Father? Do you think it could ever happen? Would it ever happen? But how come it's happening with us? Jesus believed God more than us. He believed his Father more than us. Meanwhile, he said, greater works than this shall you do. So, what does it mean? It means you are going to do more. Yeah. He's going to do more. Take your seat. Last, we said we are going out. Just one go. Look at the book got born again on Sunday. Must it be only once in a while? Must it be only once in a while? No. It shouldn't be once in a while. And that Sunday, I was sitting here, I was going to preach. And then I prepared my message, I was going to preach. And as the worship was going on, I could feel I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. I said, why am I not happy? Because I'm going to preach. And as I said, it's like, look, don't preach this thing. I said, hey, so what should I do? Not knowing that. And at a point, God told me, look, this church, whatever you are going to preach, the people have heard it before. But my work must be done. And that's when I remembered that we used to do an akazu when we go out and this. So I was going to preach and I said that, then when you go home, I said, no. Then I said, go out. Now the result we saw on Sunday, would we have seen that if I just preached? No, I wouldn't have seen that. So God was pushing me to do his works. So at that point, what Jesus would do was what God was making me do. Yeah. And it wasn't easy to tell all of you to leave your bags, leave everything and go and come. Some of you were not happy with me. I know some of you were not happy with me. But you'll be happy one day with me. Amen. So that is the works of Jesus. Amen. I've seen that they have put something on your chat groups that every soul you want to win, go and visit. Go and visit. It's the works of Jesus. So don't just look at it. And you see, when we came, there were some who didn't go and there were some who went. There were still some who didn't go and there were some who went. Amen. So what were the works of Jesus? Just to introduce it and we'll go into it the next time. What were the works of Jesus? Matthew 11, 1 to 5. I've said, but let's say it again. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, you get it? He heard that somebody has come on the scene. And the things the person was doing is that this person must be the person that we were looking for. Because the works are a bit different. You see, so Bible says he heard in the prison the works of Christ. The works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? What does this question mean? It means that he still wanted to know. Even John knew that Jesus will come, but he wasn't too sure. And when they came to ask Jesus the question, look at what Jesus did. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. He said, go and tell John, go and show him again the things that you have heard and you have seen. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And the poor, if you had not added this one, if you had ended here, there would have been a lot of confusion in this world. If it's only the blind seeing, many people have claimed to be Christ by now. Because magicians can also make blind people see. And others can make things see. If only by cleansing lepers, Father Campbell would have been the Christ. Because he's building leprosarium, he's the master over the lepers in the system, he's doing a great work. Do you get it? So if that was only, if the deaf would hear only, and these are also not easy to do, very wild things. Then the dead are raised. That one is serious. You get it? The dead are raised. Then say the poor have the gospel. So three things: preaching and teaching, healing. It's out of healing that you see all this is happening. And then the gospel preached are the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. So this month, as we go out and as we are in a month of evangelism, and as we should be every time as Christians, but especially for this month, let us go out and preach and teach the gospel. That the poor have the gospel preached to them. It's an opportunity for us to please God. Do you get it? Because Jesus is saying that these works that I'm doing, they are the works that God has asked me to do. And if your child is doing what you are asking him to do, wouldn't you be happy? You'll be happy. Recently, my child did something that I have not asked him to do. And I was very unhappy with him. Because I have not asked him to do it. But I have not asked him to do that. So, I said, no. If you do that, you will not please me. Do you get it? So, we should also do that which will please God. Let us go out there and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. So the souls that you went to talk to on Sunday, the souls that you've been talking to, keep talking to them. Keep winning a soul. Tell yourself that you are using this matter of evangelism to give birth to your child for the year. You should have been giving birth to multiple children, but you haven't done it. But at this month, at least this month of evangelism, you are giving birth to your child. Hallelujah. You are going there. Whoever you are going to talk to is your child at the labor ward. You go and visit and visit and visit. And if you realize that this child has been, is a stillbirth, just give birth again. But by all means, give birth. Are you getting what I'm saying? By all means, give birth this month so that at the end of the year, you can say that this soul is born again because of me. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to do the works of Jesus? This is the works of Jesus. Do you believe? Do you believe in Christ? Then do his works. It's not just saying that we believe. As a church, it's not just saying that we believe we are a Christian church. Let's do the works. And as we do the works, God will be pleased with us. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. As we do the work, God will please us. Let's go out there. Wow. The works. The works. The works. He said that he's doing the works of his Father. And see, anytime you do the works of God, the devil will cause people not to be happy with you. They'll make you look odd. But that is also the works of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory for this wonderful opportunity you have given to us to be partakers of the work that you would do if you were here on earth. And if you are here, it's Satan who is telling your mind to fight against the message I'm preaching. It's Satan who is fighting your mind to let you know that, oh, after all, are there no other things to do in this world? What you are doing is also okay. It is the father of all lies who is lying to you. But get out of the grip of the father of all lies and do the works of Jesus. One day, you will know that you are standing before God and you are receiving your crowns. You are receiving your blessings. And then you know that you didn't listen to the voice of the liar. In the name of Jesus. Amen.